Following program is from the KDRT Archives.
You're listening to KDRT 95.7, low power FM station, Davis, California. Welcome to Cowboy Tracks at KDRT 95.7, where the grassroots grow. We're your hosts, Nancy and Doug, bringing you cowboy music and poetry. We're here every Friday at 1 p.m. for 1 hour, and you can also hear replays at kdrt.org website. Nancy.
So that intro music you heard, that was the theme song from the TV show Wagon Train. Mm-hmm. Did you ever see that one?
Oh, yeah. Ward Bond.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Well, you know what? We've got a fun and interactive show planned today. We're calling it Is It Cowboy or Country? Our program is all about country and Western music, but how is cowboy music different from country? So we're going to play some song samples, and if you like, you can try to guess the genre of the songs while Doug and I chat about why a song might best fit a certain genre. So cowboy music, it is its own distinct style, and it actually came long before country music, though there's been a lot of intermingling since then. Most of the cowboy music that we know started on the cattle drives after the Civil War ended in 1865, and was created by the trail riders and by the people who worked the ranches and ranges of the American and Canadian West. And this music shows the influence of English, Irish, Scottish immigrants, Mexicans, Blacks, Native Americans, and all who were part of the Great Drive West. Lots of times people use the terms Western music and cowboy music interchangeably, and that makes sense to me. But country music, on the other hand, came from the Deep South in about the 1920s, and it drew its influences from the blues and it also drew somewhat from cowboy folk music. In the 1930s and 40s, when the singing cowboys from Hollywood were, you know, doing their films and TV shows, country music and those cowboy songs were getting played on the same stations. So country and Western became linked at that time, and there's been lots of crossover. By the 60s, Western music was in decline, but in the 1990s, when singer Michael Martin Murphy started producing albums of traditional cowboy tunes, that kind of revived the cowboy genre. These days, if you were looking for cowboy music in the CD bins, you'd probably find it in the country section, and that's okay, but really, I think it deserves its own section. So enough talk for now. Anyhow, let's listen to a traditional cowboy song sung by Don Edwards and Peter Rowan called The Old Chisholm Trail, and listen to it and think what might make it cowboy, not a country song.
Rounded him up and we put him on the car. That was the last of the old two bars. Come a kai kai, yippee, come a kai kai. Come a kai, yippee, come a kai. Oh, my rolls on my saddle and my head in the sky. I'll quit punching cattle in the sweet by and by. Come a ki-yi-pi-kum-a-ki-yi. Yippee-kum-a-ki-yi. Kum-a-ki-yi-pi-kum-a-ki-yi. Troubles on the old Chisholm Trail. Come a ki-yi, yippee-yi-yo, yeah-yeah. Come a ki-yi, yippee-yi-yay. I started up the trail October 23rd. I started up the trail with the two you heard. Come a ki-yi, yippee-yi-yi, yippee-yay. Come a ki-yi, yippee-yippee-yay.
$10 horse and a $40 saddle. I started out punching them along home cattle. Come a ki-yi, yippee-yi-yo, yeah-yeah. Come a ki-yi, yippee-yi-yay.
With my seat in the saddle and my hand on the horn, I'm the best damn cowboy ever was born. Come a ki-yi, yippee-yi-yi, yippee-yay. Come a ki-yi, yippee-yippee-yay.
Before daylight, in a 4 hours sleep, the moon shines bright. Come a ki-yi, yippee-yi-yo, yeah-yeah. Come a ki-yi, yippee-yi-yay.
We're cloudy in the west and it's looking like rain, and my damned old slicker's in the wagon again. Come a ki-yi, yippee-yi-yi, yippee-yay. Come a ki-yi, yippee-yi-yay.
Yeah, the wind begins to blow and the rain begins to fall. I look like we're gonna lose them all. Come a ki-yi, yippee-yi-yo, yeah-yeah. Come a ki-yi, yippee-yi-yay.
Pop a foot in the stirrup and I gave a mighty yell. Tail cattle broke and the leaders went to hell. Come a ki-yi, yippee-yi-yi, yippee-yay. Come a ki-yi, yippee-yi-yay.
Listen here.
Well, me and old Blue Dog arrived on the spot, and we got them in the milling like the boiling of a pot. Come a ki-yi, yippee-yi-yay. Come a ki-yi, yippee-yi-yay. I went to the wagon to get my roll. Going down to Texas, that gummed my soul. Come a ki-yi, yippee-yi-yay. Come a ki-yi, yippee-yi-yay.
Oh, boys. Well, come along, boys, and listen to my tale. I'll tell you all the troubles of the old Chisholm Trail. Come a ki-yi, yippee-yi, yo, yeah, yeah.
Come a ki-yi, yippee, yippee.
That's it.
Pretty comfortable calling that a cowboy song, wouldn't you, Doug?
That's a good cowboy song right there.
Well, I think so. You know, I've been thinking about this, and I've come up with Nancy's four markers of a cowboy song. You know, some things that you can use as guidelines to kind of make the distinction. Marker number one, subject and setting. Cowboy songs are about cowboying. They're about horses, the range, and they're about the beauty of the Western land. In contrast, country music is largely about family life and relationships. And, of course, there's some songs about trucks and drinking and that kind of thing, too. Marker number two, instrumentation. Cowboys on a cattle drive, they weren't hauling around pianos with them or anything like that. Maybe just a harmonica, perhaps a guitar. So songs, particularly early songs in a cowboy genre, might just have an acoustic guitar or harmonica. And nowadays, an upright bass, a banjo, a fiddle, mandolin, those are all possibilities, too. Country music often has those same instruments, but they might add electric guitars and drums and steel guitar and might feel more slickly produced. My third marker of what makes a cowboy song is the band size. Cowboy songs, you know, a lot of them are just a solo singer. And there's some duos and some trios as well. And the final, marker number four, is self-identification. If a performer sees him or herself as a cowboy musician, then, you know, they're the ones who can really decide that best. If they perform mostly at cowboy music festivals, that's a good clue. So anyhow, those are my four markers, my guide to cowboy music. They're not hard and fast rules, but they're a good starting guide. But nevertheless, there's lots of gray area where it can be hard to say what genre something fits in. So like the song we just heard, The Old Chisholm Trail, it had all the criteria. The subject was about a cattle drive. The instruments were guitar and mandolin. It was just a duo singing. And Don Edwards identifies as a cowboy singer and Western historian. So let's try another song. This one is called Dirt on My Boots. It's got dirty boots, and it's got a cowboy hat on the CD cover. So that must be a good sign that it's cowboy, don't you think?
Been up since the crack of dawn, just trying to get paid. Than 100 suns, I can't find no shade. Just two more rows and I'm good to go. Yeah, I'm shutting this tractor down. Give me a half an hour for a shave and a shower, and I'll be outside your house. Might have a little dirt on my boots, but I'm taking you uptown tonight. Might have a little mud on my wheels, but they gonna shine with you up inside. Gonna hit the club, gonna cut a rug, burn it up like me. The dust right off them tonight. Yeah, got a little dirt on my boots. Hard as I worked all day, I'm gonna work hard loving on you. Spin you all over that dance floor right out of them high heel shoes. And when you're ready to quit, baby, we can slip right out of that barroom door. And when I take you home, I'm gonna kick him off on the porch. Might have a little dirt on my boots, but I'm taking you uptown tonight. Might have a little mud on my wheels, but they gonna shine with you up inside. Gonna hit the club, gonna cut a rug, burn it up like neon lights. Might have a little dirt on my boots, but we're gonna dance the dust right off them tonight.
Well, that's a real good song, and it's by a local guy, John Party, who's from one town over. He's in Dixon, California. But would you say it's a cowboy song, Doug?
You know, he's got some cowboy culture, and in the words that he sings and the things he's talking about, and it's a dang good modern version of a cowboy song.
I'm not sure I would agree with that, because I think the song, it's got electric guitar, it's got drums, they're talking about clubbing and girls and trucks. To me, that's right in the country music wheelhouse.
Well,
so one of those.
It's the
that
high production quality thing, you know.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, I guess we get a little polluted, I believe, you know, and I mean that in the musical sense. I think that there's a such a high influence of country rock that started emerging. I'm sure that some of that will be talked about. I mean, I know some of the picks that I brought in, you could definitely throw a dart
all in that. That's really a gray area there. Yeah.
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 But it's, I don't know. Is it part of the evolution? Is it part of the, as the technology changes and the wagons got, you know, more modernized?
Well, that's a good point, yeah.
You could haul a truck now. You got a semi-truck full of equipment. Well, yeah, you know, but that's true. It's because I tend to lean toward the purest stuff. I like the old stuff.
Yeah,
I like the one guy, one guitar, and a twang in his voice, you know. But, yeah, I do agree with you on that respect, of course.
Well, how about, what are you going to tell us about here?
Let me tell you a little something about KDRT and how to become a volunteer. KDRT runs on people power. Local folks like you and me who volunteer time and skills in support of local independent radio. We're always looking for community members with talent to share as DJs or as critical staff members to help with publicity, social media, and promotions. Music and public affairs, production and programming, and engineering or tech. For more information on volunteer opportunities, email info@kdrt.org with your interests and contact information. We look forward to meeting with you. That's kind of how we got in here, isn't it?
That's right, yeah.
Yeah.
Yep. It's just that easy.
Yeah. It actually is.
Hey, so we were just talking about country rock. So here's another song by John Denver, who was a much beloved singer-songwriter in the 1970s and beyond. This is called Song of Wyoming. So as you listen to it, you may wonder, is it cowboy or is it country?
Eyes all on fire, and the light slowly fading. Peaceful and still ends the day. Out on the trail, night bird is calling, singing his wild melody. Down in the canyon, cotton. Wandered around the town and the city, tried to figure the how and the why. I've stopped all my scheming, I'm just drifting, dreaming, watching the river roll by. Here comes that big old prairie moon rising, shining down bright as can be. Up on the hill, there's a coyote singing a song. house whiskey and tobacco and bitter black coffee. A lonesome old dogie am I, waking up on the rain. Lord, I feel like an angel, feel like I almost could fly. Drift like a cloud out over the badlands, sing like a bird in the tree. The wind in the sage sounds like heaven singing a song of Wyoming to me. A song.
So what do y'all listeners think about that one? John Denver, as we said, he was a major artist, and he was in the country rock genre. But this particular song fits the cowboy genre criteria. The setting's about Wyoming. It's a simple guitar and harmonica. The only mark it really doesn't fit is that John was not identified as a cowboy singer. But, you know, in the 1970s, there really wasn't a viable cowboy category for him to have been in. But this particular song is pure cowboy in my mind. Doug, what are your thoughts on, how do you define cowboy versus country?
Well, you know, I'm only a novice at this because I kind of lumped them all together for the longest time till I started really studying on it, you know. And that was really when we first started communicating to each other about cowboy music and then learning the things that I've learned. You know, like the time that we spent with Larry Maurice and talking about how men would work and sit around out on the campfire and they spun poems, and then the poems got spun into songs.
Yeah.
And that's where I kind of see cowboy, and I see this as being that kind of song out there on the wilderness and a lonesome guy.
Yeah.
Singing about the land, because that's one of those things. That's like one of my markers is the land, you know.
Mm-hmm.
How they as yours is. You defined it very nicely as well.
Yeah, I think that's
I
one
just
of the
put
key
the land,
ones.
But
yeah.
you wrote it more eloquently. But it's a very folky, you know. It's a very these aren't millionaires. These are people that just, you know, did it for entertainment and to gratify one each other, while out there working. Because, you know, they didn't have televisions and iPods and whatnot.
They didn't.
No, those didn't come out
times.
Until the 1890s. Well, anywho, I was gonna go over my list, but you got my list, like I said, is essentially your list, only not written as well. So,
well, I'd kind of like to hear
but
it.
But I did bring in a couple of things.
Okay.
that I thought might stimulate argument.
All right.
So far, we're still wearing our sidearms. We're not going to turn them over to the gendarmes in the other room. But one of the things that I kind of imagine with cowboy music is trains and cowboys, the iron horse. You know, it was part of that whole history of the people moving to out west, and you know, we did have the Wild Wild West theme on.
That's right,
on
that's
one
right.
of our previous shows, and that took me right back to that cool train that they used to
yeah,
ride around in.
Yeah.
Big steam engine, coal car, and then it was like a big luxury Winnebago that they were dragging around. I think they even had electric lights in that thing.
I think they did, yeah.
Well, yeah. Anyway, so I have a song that I thought I'd throw out there. It's one of those country rock kind of influences again, I'm afraid. It's a band called the New Riders of the Purple Sage. It's a Glendale Train. Let's see how that goes. that's not it. Well, I feel like one of the San Francisco Giants in a pivotal moment when I should be getting a hit.
Lying, they made clean off with 16 G's and left two men lying cold. Somebody robbed the Glendale train and they made off with the gold. Now Charlie Jones was the engineer, he had 20 years on the line. He kissed his wife at the station gate this morning at 6:35. Everything went fine till 9:30 when Charlie looked up and he saw there was men on horses, men with guns, and no sign of the law. And somebody robbed the Glendale train this morning at 9:30. Somebody robbed the Glendale train, and I swear I'd lie. They made clean off with 16 G's and left two men lying cold. Somebody robbed the Glendale train and they paid off with the gold. White was the baggage man, and he dearly loved his job. The company, they rewarded him with a golden watch and fob. Well, Amos, he was a mark in time when the door blew off his car. They found Amos White in 15 pieces, 15 miles apart. And somebody robbed the Glendale train this morning at 9:30. Somebody robbed the Glendale train, and I swear I'd lie. They made clean off with 16 G's and left two men lying cold. Somebody robbed the Glendale train and they made off with the gold. Somebody robbed the Glendale train and they made off with the gold.
Well, that was a train ride.
Yeah, yeah.
Preceded right after a train wreck. Well, yeah, that's the only thing that I can argue for that one, I think. And that this is something I put down. I forgot to mention it, but it's number one on my little list there, you see?
A story.
A story. Oh, I remember that from Larry, yeah. Larry Maurice. He said they usually have a story, a beginning and a middle and an end.
That's true. That's
and,
true.
And some of the songs don't. In fact, definitely some of the songs that I brought in don't. So
yeah.
this will be like one of those things where the jury goes in, goes out, and they just turn around and come right back in.
Yeah. So this one was like Outlaws in the Wild West. So it's
And it's got the instruments for the most part. It's an acoustical, except for the slide guitar, probably a pedal steel guitar.
Mm-hmm.
Very common in country and bluegrass and some cowboy songs. You'll hear them kind of you know, crying in the background.
Yeah,
they have a mournful sound. Okay, well, let's see, how many what else do I have here? This is a song by Graham Parsons.
We've tried to hear it before. Yes,
She's My White Whale. Today this song is going to be played in its entirety. Okay. And we'll talk about it afterwards.
Okay.
Because I think the argument should happen before the song.
Right.
I mean, after the song.
There you go. That's an idea.
Okay. And we are ready to go. And here she comes.
Well, I sold the farm to take my woman where she longed to be. We left our kin and all our friends back there in Tennessee. Then I bought those one-way tickets she had often begged me for, and they took us to the streets of Baltimore. Well, her heart was filled with gladness when she saw those city lights. She said the prettiest place on earth was Baltimore at night. Well, a man feels proud to give his woman what she's longing for, and I kinda like the streets of Baltimore. Got myself a factory job. I ran an old machine, and I bought a little cottage in a neighborhood serene. Then every night when I'd come home with every muscle sore, she'd drag me through the streets of Baltimore. Did my best to bring her back to what she used to be. Then I soon learned she loved those bright lights more than she loved me. Now I'm going back on that same train that brought me here before, while my baby walks the streets of Baltimore, while my baby walks the streets of Baltimore.
Well, that's a story, a little bit of a story.
It's a story, yeah.
It's the it is the Green Acres in reverse, or opposite of. It's the sells the farm, because I kind of like to, you know, that's another Earth reference. You know, he's a sod buster. We talked about sod busters a little bit on another date, but it definitely is a. In fact, this guy had a really strong influence on that whole. Country rock revolution in the late 60s, early 70s,
mm-hmm.
Eagles, for instance, and all those other bands that came after that. So,
yeah, well, it had the steel guitar. It had kind of the sound of a country song, but it does have some of those cowboy aspects. That country rock is really in that great area.
Yeah, and you know, one of the things about it is I think that you don't have real cowboys, because that was another thing. I forgot I didn't mention that on my thing, but some people are real cowboys that do this. You know, Wiley and the Wild West.
Oh yeah, lots of the contemporary ones are playing.
They have ranches.
Yeah,
and they do this kind of for fun and on the side and extra money, I guess, and just for the thrill of it. And Graham Parsons was a He was born in Florida, silver spoon in his mouth, started pursuing a career in music, and was living on a trust fund. Did a little research. And he was getting $30,000 a year for doing nothing. So that's what he did as he pursued it. And according to the thing I read, I think it was Wikipedia, and you know they're reliable, that $30,000 in those days when he was in the 70s was about the same as about 106. So he was living large, and he died young, 26 years old.
Oh, I didn't didn't know that.
Yeah, he went the way of Janis Joplin, Jimi Hendrix.
Oh.
Yeah, too much high life, as they say, no pun intended. Anyway, I got another song here. This was, I think this is a cowboy song only because of the context of it. It's a guy riding. It's a guy running from something. It doesn't have a good story. All it really has is the good exposition of a story.
Is he riding a horse or is he riding a motorcycle? What's he riding?
You know, that's a good question.
I'm going to take some convincing on this one.
Well, and plus this was kind of the little tribute to Greg Allman that we that I failed to deliver last week. Anyway, so I'm going to go ahead and bring that one up and hope that it comes on. I believe this is it right here. Yolo Natural Heritage Program conserves open space and agricultural landscapes that provide habitat for many special status and at-risk species in the Yolo County, including biker salamanders, giant garter snakes, bald eagles, bowling owls, Swainson's ants, and ringtails. To get involved or for more information, call the Yolo Natural Heritage Program at 530-406-6672 or visit yoloconservationplan.org.
Well, I just wanted to let you all know that Western and cowboy singer Mike Beck will be in Davis playing in a house concert on Saturday, June 10th at 7:30 p.m. Mike has written some of the finest contemporary cowboy songs. And if you want more information about the concert, which is sponsored by K-Dirt's Bill Wagman, one of the Folk Brothers, you can find it on the MikeBeck.com website. So let's try another song here and see what we think, if it's cowboy or country. I don't want to announce the title or give anything away just yet. Different style to it than what we've been playing. You know, it's got a larger band. It's got steel guitar. The subject's about dancing, but there's yodeling in it. It really doesn't meet the four markers of cowboy music, but does that make it country by default? I would say no. The answer is no. The song's called Yodel Western Swing. It's by Kristen Harris, and it's an example of a classic Western swing, which is jazz influenced. This style evolved in the 30s and 40s as dance music, and it's not the same as other swing music that usually has horns as its dominant instrument. Western swing music has fiddle as dominant. So Western swing is a form of Western music, just like cowboy music is. They're both part of the same family, just maybe slightly different branches. And we're going to do a full show on Western Swing coming up in the future, so we'll hear more of that. And I wanted to mention that K-Dirt is going to be participating in some of the Davis Music Festival. Well, we will be broadcasting live on K-Dirt Friday, June 16th from Sudvirk Brewing starting at about 5 o'clock. Saturday, June 17th from Armadillo Music at about 4 o'clock. And Sunday, June 18th from Woodstock's Pizza beginning at 1 p.m. And more info is available at davismusicfest.com.
Yes, indeed. I'm looking forward to that swing dancing show. I'm going to probably get a new pair of shoes for that one. High tops, or I'll be all over the floor. Well, here comes another song. Here's an old song, and it's, we'll talk about it afterward. It's a song called There's a Love Knot in My Lariat, and it's done by a fellow by the name of Wilf Carter, better known as Montana Slim.
I'll be thinking of you, pal, at sunset time, thinking of the happy days gone by. There beneath those dear old western skies, and I'll tell you just the reason why. There's a love knot in my lariat, and it's waiting for a blue-eyed gal, you bet. While I'm riding range all day, my old lasso seems to say, it winds around an ornery stray. There's a love knot in my lariat, and it's waiting for my little prairie pet. When I swing my old lasso, you'll hear my yodelee-hoo. There's a love knot in my lariat. I'll be thinking of you, pal, at roundup time, when I'm riding across the great divide. Every time I swing my lariat, takes me back to someone I just can't forget. There's a love knot in my lariat, and it's waiting for a blue-eyed gal, you bet. While I'm riding range all day, my old lasso seems to say, it twines around an ornery stray. There's a love knot in my lariat, and it's waiting for my little prairie pet. When I swing my old lasso, you'll hear my yodelee-hoo. There's a love knot in my lariat.
Well, that was pretty.
Yeah, there's a little yodeling in it.
A little bit, yeah. And it's a, I'd say the cowboy.
I'd say so, too.
Yeah.
Stamp it.
Yeah, stamp it. I think that was one written for radio.
Yeah, there you go.
Written for the radio. Let's get this last, not last song, but this is the last of my picks today. And this is a Guy Clark song. Some of you may know of him. He's a Texas guy. And, well, this here song is all about the advent of technology in the railroad industry.
Oh.
I think that's what it's about.
You think? Okay.
Here we go.
Being 6 years old, I had seen some trains before. So it's hard to figure out what I'm at the depot for. Trains are big and black and smoking, steam screaming at the wheels. And bigger than anything they is, at least that's the way she feels. Trains are big and black and smoking, louder than July 4. But everybody's acting like this might be something more than just picking up the mail. Are the soldiers from the war? This something that even old man Wyman never seen before. And it's a late afternoon on a hot Texas day, and something strange is going on, and we're all in the way. Now there's 50, 60 people just sitting on the cars, and the old men left their dominoes and come down from the bars. And everybody's checking, old Jack Kittrell check his watch, and us kids put our ears to the rails to hear them pop. So we already noted when it finally said train time, and you'd have thought that Jesus Christ himself was rolling down the line. Cause things got real quiet, Mama jerked me back, but not before I'd got the chance to lay a nickel on the track. Look out, here she comes, she's coming. Look out, there she goes, she's gone. Screaming straight through Texas like a mad dog cyclone. Big and red and silver, she don't make no smoke. She's a fast rolling streamline, come show me, folks. I said, look out, here she comes, she's coming. Look out, there she goes, she's gone. Screaming straight through Texas like a mad dog cyclone. She never even stopped, but she left 50, 60 people still sitting on the cars, wondering what it's coming to and how it got this far. But me, I got a nickel smashed flatter than a dime by a mad dog runaway red silver streamline train. Look out, here she comes, she's coming. Look out, there she goes, she's gone. Screaming straight through Texas like a mad dog cyclone. Big red and silver, she don't make no smoke. She's a fast rolling streamline, come show folks. I said, look out, here she comes, she's coming. Look out, there she goes, she's gone. Screaming straight through Texas like a mad dog cyclone. Look out, here she comes, she's coming. Look out, there she goes, she's gone. Screaming straight through Texas like a mad dog cyclone. Look out, here she comes, she's coming.
So you're listening to KDRT 95.7. I've got one more selection here today that enters a gray area between the genres. Let's just go right to the song.
When
this
the rain
supposed to be
blowing
a different
in
song.
Your face.
This is a nice one.
And the whole world.
Let's go ahead and listen to this. Anyhow.
I would offer you a warm embrace to make you feel my love. When the evening shadows and the stars appear, there is no one to dry your tears. I could hold you for a million years to make you feel my love. No, you haven't made your mind up yet. from the moment that we met. So no doubt in my mind where you belong. I'd go hungry, I'd go black and blue. I'd go crawling down the avenue. There ain't nothing. Make you feel my love. Storms are the highway of regret. The winds of change are blowing wild and free, but you ain't seen nothing like me yet. There ain't nothing that I would do. Go to the end of the earth for you, make you happy, make your dreams come true, to make you feel my love.
Well, thanks very much for being with us today on